The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When Krispy Kreme arrived in Blanchardstown in 2018, it had to curtail its 24-hour drive-through after complaints from residents of traffic and beeping right throughout the night. 7 years later, three more American outlets have arrived to Irish shores in the past 3 months: Taco Bell, Wendy's and Wingstop, all with large queues waiting when they opened. So why do these American outlets draw so much fanfare, and is there more Americanization of food to come here? Well, Damien O'Reilly is Senior Lecturer in Retail Management at TU Dublin, and he's with me now in studio. Damien, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's the appeal of these American brands?
Well, the first thing is that they are all recognised worldwide. They've developed the franchise formula to the nth degree, so that if you were taking out a McDonald's franchise, for example, is that you're obliged to go to America to a kind of hamburger university for 6 months to learn how to do the franchise. And what they want you to do is to be smart enough to run the franchise, but not smart enough to want to change the franchise. So the franchise is very important, is because they have portion control down to a T, so they know how to run a franchise. And that's why they become very popular worldwide.
Now, how popular are these new outlets? I mean, have you been to any of them? Have you seen the way they operate? Are there queues?
I've seen the way they operate. I haven't actually been to one of them, not in Ireland, but I have been to them in the States. The novelty factor will mean that there is going to be queues. The square-shaped hamburger is, for Wendy's, is something that's kind of unique for them. So they have different offerings, and they have good chicken offerings, which, you know, which is something that's growing in the Irish market, those chicken burgers rather than beef burgers.
Now, obviously, people are familiar with these brands from the movies or from television, and that must be part of it, that they want to share the American experience without going to America.
Yes, indeed, they do. And there are, besides Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's, there's very few franchises here except the indigenous Irish Supermax, of course.
And I remember the excitement when McDonald's first came to Ireland. I mean, it was really something. We were at last getting to sample the American dream. I mean,
that was on Grafton Street, Pat, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. So we did, and I think that was in the 70s. And you know, it's increased since then. McDonald's will tell you that there's no need for any more franchises here in Ireland. But the one thing about the franchise system is that it allows somebody to own a business and to kind of fulfil that American dream and own your own business and run your own business in another country.
How uniform is the product? I mean, because I've been to McDonald's, for example, in Rome, and you could get a glass of wine in it. You can't get one in the local McDonald's here. So they do vary the offering to suit with local tastes.
They do. And for example, like here in Ireland, they'll use 100% Irish beef. Both Wendy's and Taco Bell, who've moved here, have both said that they're using 100% Irish beef and as much Irish ingredients as they can in their menus.
Is that an important element to selling what
it's very important that they sell Irish beef. If they don't sell Irish beef, or if they're using some other source of beef, that's a no-no for Ireland. People will just avoid the outlets. And you can see also, sorry that to interrupt you there, is that some of them are opening up with the likes with Apple Green and the likes of Cora Boyle with Wendy's and Apple Green with Taco Bell. So they're looking at people would become destination on forecourts in the motorway system that we have now. So there's room for expansion in this area.
So that is part of, if you like, the penetration of the market is to use the service forecourt or the inside of those kind of petrol, diesel malls, really. Yeah. I mean, they have all sorts of food offerings inside. So they add one of these.
And I'm sure that's where Apple Green found the franchises, because they have, 100 plus units over in the US as it is. So they probably brought the franchise back to Ireland and thought there was an opportunity to run that franchise here.
Now, we know that McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King are really well established in the Irish market, and they're competing against your local chipper. And competing against chains like Supermax. Mm-hmm. So indigenous takeaways can thrive as well.
Yes.
There's room for everybody.
There is at the moment. We're not at capacity yet. We're, you know, we've increased population, so which means that there is growth in the area. There's also, some would suggest that the cost of living crisis has meant that going out for a meal in a restaurant costing you €50 a head, that we bring the family out for a meal out to Wendy's and have a meal out there rather than go to a restaurant because of the expense. So they become kind of a destination for kind of leisure rather than just
convenience. Now, how different are the offerings? I mean, what does Taco Bell offer? I've never been to a Taco Bell either here or across the pond. So what do they offer?
Well, a taco platter is probably a bit more
spicy. I know
spicy
what a taco is, but is that all they sell?
They have a range on the menu, but I mean, similar to the others. But I mean, to me, personally, I think the menus are very, very similar. It's just which you prefer and which sauce you prefer and which kind of maybe flame grilled burger in Burger King or in McDonald's Big Mac.
Mm. And the secret's always in the sauce.
Well, it is, to make things slightly different. But when I went to buy one the other day in an airport in the UK, I wanted to buy just the burger. So it was, I was in Burger King and I pressed on the menu on the screen. And then I said, that's all I wanted. And it said, would you like fries with that? And it said, I said, no, thanks. And it said, are you sure? And I said, yes, I'm sure. He says, would you like to supersize this with a meal deal? And I said, no, thank you. And would you like a drink? No, thank you. Would you like some extra sauce? No, thank you. Would you like onion rings? No, thank you.
I
just want the hamburger. Yeah. But there's a similarity in it. But what's happening now is that the restaurants and, the fast food outlets are beginning to look at what they call a day part. So you break the day into breakfast, lunch, afternoon, and then early evening, and then late night. Mm. So they're looking at trying to fulfill some of those day parts that are not fulfilled at the moment. And people's habits have changed since the COVID is that, what they call the twats, they work Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays and don't work Mondays and Fridays. So, or to go to the office on Monday and Friday. So that means that the day part has changed and that means there's less people or fewer people going to...
So they break it down. It's quite scientific in its way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the idea that we still have the staff on shift for, the morning and afternoon shift, and then we have another shift on for the evening. But they figure, a bit quiet in the afternoons, let's sell them a muffin.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Well, let's sell them something that they want. Yeah. But people's time that they're eating has changed since COVID, which means that the offering changes from day to day. And Wendy's are actually talking about having surge pricing in the US. Basically that, the demand is there, that the price goes up. Or if the demand is... demand is not there, your price will go down. So you can encourage people to come in at 11 o'clock in the morning rather than 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Now, you mentioned these touch screens. Are they pretty much everywhere now?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Ubiquitous, yeah. Yeah, and it cuts down on costs. It makes things more efficient. It's less waste as well. So, all around that they work, except that it's difficult if you only want a burger.
Yeah, and if you're not a regular, the touch screen can be a bit mystifying when you go in and you look at how do I do this. But if you are a regular, you see them, people who obviously use it all the time, a tap, 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 and the order's in.
They know exactly what they want.
They know exactly what they want.
And people who use it frequently know exactly what you want. And, I was a novice at it, but because I don't use them that often. But, I could see, many people coming in and they knew exactly what they want. The order comes up. The order is delivered very efficiently. They only produce what's needed.
But you feel like you're almost a victim of the Gestapo.
Yeah.
We have ways of making you eat more than you want.
Well, it would appear that way, yeah, because they keep offering you extra and extra. And
we have ways of making you eat.
Well, we do. And adding extra calories.
Now, talk to me about entering the Irish market. Is it difficult? I mean, is there regulation? Is there, the usual planning permission difficulties and so on to set up an outlet. But how easy is it for the Americans to come in like this?
Well, it's relatively easy. Ireland's an open market. The legislation is fairly straightforward. The legislation that's surrounding meat and meat products and food products, it's fairly strict here, but you have to comply by it. But I mean, those big American chains are, they're familiar with doing that worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's not a big issue for them.
And the food standards, hygiene standards would generally be top notch.
Absolutely, yeah. And Ireland would be at the top of that table compared to other countries, yeah. Definitely.
Because they have their systems and the systems are the same. They've been developed very tightly to kind of eliminate the possibility of accidental food poisoning or whatever.
Yeah.
They make sure everything is controlled.
Yes, and then the HACCP arrangements that we have here, the hazardous critical control points. So, they ensure that there's, very little chance of anything being contaminated. Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't worry about the health and safety aspect of any of the food outlets here.
Do we have any idea of the rate of attrition for franchisees, for example, with McDonald's? They started so many years ago, they're here, they're abundant now, they're in pretty much every town, and Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, are there times when it just doesn't go?
There probably are, Pat. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Seldom is probably the answer.
Very seldom, but I know that the likes of McDonald's and the likes of Burger King do a lot of analysis on location analysis to find out where the appropriate location is. So they'll use footfall analysis that they're able to see where hotspots are and where people congregate, the times that they pass by and so on. So they're able to do a lot of location analysis, which they do.
Now, how are Krispy Kreme doing after all this time?
Well, they're doing well, from what I read. Now, certainly there's no 24-hour queues as there were at the beginning, but that was kind of a bit of a novelty at the time. So from what I read is that they're doing reasonably well.
And the question is, will the proliferation of Mounjaro and Ozempic put paid to the fast food business?
Well, that's a very good question, Pat.
I suppose, the retail expert. It's one for the medical experts.
No, for the medical experts, yeah.
Damien O'Reilly, who's Senior Lecturer in Retail Management at TU Dublin. Damien, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.